弟兄姊妹大家早。感谢主，很快就带领我们来到了这个特会的最后一天了。
Praise the Lord, we really soon that we come to the end of this retreat.
我想我们靠主的恩典继续和弟兄姊妹来交通神恢复的工作。
By the grace of God, we continue, talk about the recovery work of our Lord.
我们这次从《使徒行传》第七章
，We start from the Acts chapter 7，
看见斯提凡
，We saw Stephen，
用回顾历史
，Recall the history，
那么讲述到正在历史上面恢复的工作
，Speak about the work of recovery of the Lord，
他借着四个人物
，Through four。
是主要的人物
the four main characters
讲述了在神恢复工作中四个重要的因素
and bring out the four important aspects of the work of recovery
我们知道虽然人类堕落了
even though mankind have fallen
但是神没有放弃
but God have never give up
所以神在历史中开始做恢复的工作。
So God start the work of a recovery in human history.
这个恢复的工作呢，主要是在人身上。
The majority work is on the human part.
所以呢，神在这里有四个重要的因素是跟人有关系的。
So there are four important elements is related to human beings.
必须这四个因素呢，要把它恢复起来。
Now through these four elements, God.Done his work of recovery.
我相信现在弟兄姊妹都记得了
啊。I hope that every one of us remember.
希望不是光在特会里面记得。
Not just in the retreat.
回去还要常常思想。
We need to think about it after it's over.
我就说我们已经处在幕后的时代。
I'm always speaking we're at the end.
主回来日子迫近。
The return of our Lord is imminent.
这个时间紧迫。
We don't have much
我们的机会不多
We do not have much
所以你要牢牢地抓住这四个点
You need to grab hold of these four elements strongly
作为我们生活侍奉的一个很重要的一个目标
This is our a sole purpose for us for our daily life
yeah, 让我们一起再来讲讲这四个点
Repeat these four elements
第一个点是什么
What's the first one?
信心啊第二个点
What's the second one?
同在第三个点
The third one
侍奉
Ministry
今天第四个点是什么
Today's the last
one 居所
Is the house of God
那么弟兄姊妹们这是神在整个时间里面，他最重要的恢复工作。
These are the four important elements of the work of recovery in time.
从古到今，一直到今天。
From the ancient time through the history until now.
所以我们讲了，今天在地上
，We know on earth，
神的工作最大的工作是恢复。
The most important work is the work of recovery.
我们要容让圣灵在我们中间做这个恢复的工作。
We will let the Holy Spirit work the work of recovery among us.
把神所要的恢复在我们中间。
And to recover the work that God would wish.
希望我们各处的圣徒们
I hope that Christians everywhere
都在神话语的光中
enlightening the words of God
大家努力地往前
We work hard and going forward
那么我在这里要顺便地说这四个因素
These four elements
它都不是独立的
They are not independent
这四个因素是有关联的
They are related to each other
所以你看见虽然讲到亚伯拉罕
Even though we speak about Abraham
但是也提到这个以撒雅各
We also mentioned Isaac and Jacob.
这个中间呢有连接的点的。
They are connected together.
然后才到约瑟。
Then come to Joseph.
是吧？它中间有连接点的。
Their dots need to be connected.
所以这四个因素它是有连带关系的。
So these four elements are connected to each other.
你有信心。
You have faith.
你才可能经历神的同在。
Then you can experience the presence of God.
有了神的同在。
With the presence of God.
你才可能有真正的侍奉。
Then you can have the true ministry.
有了真正的侍奉。
When you have the true ministry.
才有神的家的建立。
Then you have the establishment of the house of God.
所以这四个原则是连续的。
See, these four principles are connected together.
是不可缺少的。
cannot be
一个都不能缺少的。
None of it will be
所以，如果是神的工恢复的工作
，so in the work of recovery，
必须有这四个点
，have these four elements，
必是连续的。
They are all interconnected.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们
，so brothers and sisters，
神的心是何等的迫切。
You see how urgent the hearts of God is.
我常常感觉我们神的心是火热。
I always feel the hearts of our God is zealous. It's burning.
只有地上生儿女的心是冷淡的。
Only the hearts of the children of God are cold on earth.
愿圣灵把这个火点起来。
May the Holy Spirit burn us.
让我们能像我们的神一样热切的一个盼望。
Now we should have this kind of hope, like the hope that God has.
神做事从来他都没有停顿过。
God had never stopped working.
神是一定要完成他的工作的。
He will have to finish his work.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
但愿我们能够起来同心。
May we come together, have one mind.
所以今天早晨我们要讲到第四个点。
This morning we speak the.
而这个居所呢
？And this house of God.
最早在旧约里面是大卫把它建造起来。
It was a.In the Old Testament, David who built it.
所以大卫的一生都跟建造圣殿有密切关系。
The whole life of David was connected with the building house.
我们就看一看神怎样用这个器皿来说明神恢复他圣殿、恢复他家的那个意义。
Now let's closely have a look how God used this instrument to complete the work of building His house.
我们现在开始一起先来读一点圣经。
Let's read a.Verse 5.
请弟兄姊妹打开《使徒行传》第七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
这个在圣经的里面呢，记载的是比较短的。
It's very short, was recorded in the Bible.
但是非常重要。
But it's very important.
啊，我们从45节读到50节。
Acts chapter 7:45-50.
啊。我们一起来啊！这帐幕我们的祖宗相继承受，当神在他面前赶出外邦人去的时候，他们同约书亚把帐幕搬进承受为业之地，直存到大卫的日子。大卫在神面前蒙恩，祈求为雅各的神预备居所，就是所罗门为神造成殿宇。其实至高者并不住人手所造的，就如先知所言，说天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳，你们要为我造何等的殿宇，哪里是我安息的地方呢？这一切不都是我手所造的吗？好，我们再看啊，这个15章好，13章好了。
Let's turn to the chapter 13.
13章。13章22节。
Verse 22。
既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说。我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡是要遵行我的旨意。啊，好，那么我们再看一下15章。
Turn to chapter 15.
15章16节。
Verse 16.
正如经上所写的，此后我要回来，重新修造大卫倒塌的帐幕。把那破坏的重新修建起来。啊，这句话呢，我们知道是出自阿摩斯书第九章。
This verse we just read is come from the book of Amos, chapter 9.
啊，那么好，我们再读一处诗篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm.
132篇。
132.Psalms 132.
132篇。 从好，从第一节读到第五节好了。
From verse 1 to verse 5.
耶和华，求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难，他怎样向耶和华起誓，向雅各的大能者许愿，说我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻，我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹，只等我为耶和华寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。好的，让我们看新约。
Let's turn to the New Testament.
以弗所书。
Ephesians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
十九节。
Verse 19.
二十二节。
To 22.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神界的圣灵居住的所在。这段话非常重要、
啊、This passage is very important.
因为呢今天我们讲教会
When we're speaking of the church,
给教会最好的定义就是这一段话
This is the definition for the church.
我都希望每个弟兄姊妹都能把它背下来
I wish everyone of memorize it.
把这段话牢记在心
And hold this in your heart.、
啊、这里说到了一个真正教会的光景
That's the true picture of church.
因为我们呢一般来讲对教会呢我们都是传统观念
We have this kind of tradition about church.
啊，一个礼拜堂
A building.
里面一个牧师
There is a priest.
有个诗班
There is a song.
有一班的信徒
And there's some kind of believers.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
其实那个是很外表的东西
It's so artificial.
有的还不正确
Some of them are wrong.
真正的教会
The true church.
在以弗所书第二章
is right here.We just read.
你如果明白了这段话里面的意思
If you understand the true meaning of this passage,
我们就知道到底什么是教会
Then you understand what is true church.
那么好我们最后呢请弟兄姊妹读一处圣经在路加福音
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音九章
Chapter 9
58节
58
耶稣说狐狸有洞天空的飞鸟有窝是人子没有枕头的地方当我们讲到神的居所的时候
When we speak about the house of God,
我们晓得这也是神心目中间一个荣耀的思想
That's his glorious thought in his heart
也是神旨意终极的目的
And that's the ultimate goal of his eternal purpose.
神在创立世界以前
Before the creation of heaven and earth,
他心中就有一个大的意念
He has a great plan.
他要在这个宇宙中间建立一个家
He wants to build a house in the universe.
他创造人类
After creation of human
beings, 就是为了要建造这个家
In order to build this house.
这个家是永远的家
This house is a house of eternal.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Sisters,
当神创造人类之后呢
After creation of human beings,
神就给每一个人都有家
God gave each every person a house、
啊、我们都有家的观念
We all have the concept of family
其实神是用我们这个小家
God used this
让我们来体会家的意义
To understand the true meaning of family
我们知道什么是家家是一个生命的关系
No, the family is a relationship of life
没有生命不可能成为家的
Without life, there's no
是生命的关系对吧
It's connected
那么当里面还有夫妻啊有这个父母儿女之间的这个关系
We have the relationship of father, motherand the children
当我们人类堕落之后呢
After the fall of humanity,
我们这个家的观念只落在我们地上的这个家了
the concept of family is only
忘记了神的家了
We forgot about the house of God
我们晓得我们这个小家的意念原来是从神那个大家的 这个意念出来的。
We didn't know that the concept of a family on earth was derived from the family of God.
并且我们晓得我们在地上的家是暂时的。
We didn't know, we forgot that our family on earth is temporary.
是吧？哎，到死为止。
Oh, it's over when we die.
就结束了。
It's done.
但是呢，神的家是永远的。
But the house of God is eternity.
当然，神要我们爱我们的家。
But God wants us to love.
要有好的家庭生活。
We need to have a good family.
因为这是为着见证。
It's for witness.
但是呢，这个不是永远的。
But that's not for eternal.
所以有时候我问一些弟兄姊妹，我们都很爱我们的家，对不对？
Do you?
我们觉得这个家的关系很特别啊。
We know this family relationship is very special.
啊，一旦我们有了这个生命的关系
，Once we have the relationship,
这个关系啊，跟任何世上其他关系不一样。
It's totally different relationship from other relationships.
只要你家人出点事，你自然会关心的。
Some family members have big problem. Of course, you.
别人出事是不是不会关心
？Others.
家人出事一定关心。
Too much.
因为什么？有生命的关系在里面。
Because there is a life relationship.
那么我就问说，弟兄姊妹。我们思想我们的上代
，We think about our last generation.
你能够想到第几代啊
？How many generation can you think of?
啊，我对于我来讲
，To me,
我看过我祖母
，I have seen my grandparents.
我祖父我只看过照片
，I only saw my grandfather.
毫无感情
，Picture of I don't have a relation.
但我父母我是很认识的
，But of course, no, my parents.
再往上面几代，我就不知道了。
The past few generations have no clue.
对不对呢
？Isn't that right?
所以呢，这个一代一代的过来
，Generation after generation，
我们知道在时间中都是暂时的。
We see in time everything is temporary.
所以地上的家会解散，有一天会解散。
So one day the family on earth
会消失的
，dissolve. Will be dissolved.
但是神有个永远的家。
But God has that.A house of
那个是永不消失的。
That will never perish.
感谢神，
praise God.
神借着圣灵重生了我们。
Through the Holy Spirit, God gave us a new birth.
我们是神的儿女。
We are His children.
我们是家人。
We are family members.
所以我们很不喜欢呢，人呢把这个教会啊变成一个宗教组织。
I hate that when people made the church into a religious organization.
Religions.
Turn into a religion.
弟兄姊妹，那个很大的错误，你知道吗
？It's a great mistake.
啊，我也不喜欢有人讲哦，我们是在教会中做教友的。你做教友吗？
I hate people call each other friends.
啊，我们在教会里来交朋友了，做教友的。
You come here to become friends.
不，我们是弟兄姊妹。
Not really. We are brothers and sisters.
所以这个弟兄运动一个最好的恢复。就让我们看见，我们都是弟兄姊妹。
So the one of the major work of the brotherhood movement is that each one of us are brothers.
神是我们的父亲。
And God is our father.
啊，我们虽然有恩赐功用上的不一样
，even though we all have our ministry and talents，
但是我们都是弟兄姊妹。
But we are all brothers.
在家里面都是站在同一个地位上的。
We stand at the same level.
我们是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，神的这个意念呢？在创世以前，他就已经形成了。
This concept of God was already there before the creation.
所以他在宇宙中积极的，就是要建立这个家。
So in the universe, God is creating this house.
但是我们知道，这个意念还没有开始真正实行。
Now before this compact comes to become a reality,
亚当夏娃就堕落了。
Adam and Eve fall.
因为撒旦进来做了破坏的工作。
Satan sabotages.
所以这个神的家的意念就被。打散掉。
So the concept of house of God.
并且我们知道，从亚当夏娃开始
，beginning from Adam and Eve，
魔鬼在地上一直破坏家庭。
Now Satan has already been trying to sabotage each family.
他有时候破坏我们这个小家。
Sometimes he trying to break our
就是为了破坏教会，你知道吗
？In order to sabotage church.
所以。我们知道仇敌的诡计啊
，We know his deceit.
他就不是一定不要这个家能够被建立起来。
He doesn't want the families to be built.
但是感谢神
，But praise the Lord.
虽然我们人堕落了
，Even though we have fallen，
我们远离神了
，We separate from God.
我们的思想意念已经都远离神了
，We are annihilated from God.
但是神不放弃的
，But God didn't give up.
所以神一直做
He's still continuing working on it.
神要借着他的儿子付上重大的代价。
Now through his son to pay for the ultimate price.
要把神所拣选的人把他召回来。
And to call each one that God predestinated.
重新把这个家建立起来。
And build the house of God.
所以主耶稣到地上来。
When our Lord came to earth.
一个一个的拯救我们。
He saved each one individually.
是终极的目的是要把这个家建起来。
The ultimate goal is to build his house.
所以我们作为神的儿女啊
so as children of God,
弟兄姊妹要以父的心为念
we need to have the same mind as the Father
体贴父亲的心啊神要建立家
God want to build his house
亲爱弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
但是这个呢是今天在地上一个很大的一个困难
but this is a great difficult on earth
啊所以神愿意跟人住在一起
God willing wants to live among us.
家是什么意思啊
What's the meaning of family?
家就是安息的地方。
It's a place for rest.
啊，我们一天一天做完做工作的累得不得了，就想回家了，对不对
？After a hard day of working, you want to come home have rest.
哎呀，一回到家就很舒服啊。
You're so comfortable at home.
家是一个安息的地方。
It's a place of peace.
家也是一个享受爱的地方。
It's a place for enjoying love.
啊，这是正常，我讲正常的家庭。
This is a normal family.
但是今天我们看见地上很可怜呢。
But it's such a tragic on earth.
不仅不认识神的家。
Not only
地上的家也被破坏。
And the household on earth is already destroyed.
我认识一些不正常的家庭。
I know some abnormal families.
就夫妻们下了班不想回家的。
Now after couples finish their work, they don't want to go home.
回家很痛苦呢。
They
这不对了啊！
At home.
这是仇敌的工作。
Right. It's the work of the Satan.
我们的家应该是什么？是安息的所在，对不对
？The home is supposed to be a place for peace.
像我从前出门做工。
I used to work.
我姊妹带两个孩子在家里。
My sister mind two children.
哎呀，每次我从外面回来的时候啊。
After they work, when I come home.
哎呀，大家多开心啊
！We're so happy.
啊，我的姊妹两个孩子开心的不得了。
My wife and two children are so happy.
我一回家也心里面快乐的不得了。
I'm so joyful when I'm away home.
这是正常的嘛
？It's normal.
对不对呢
？Isn't that right?
今天我们在地上情况也是这样。
On earth is similar.
主来到地上。
When God came.
主来到一个一个的聚会。
He came to each assembly.
这个聚会能够成为神的家吗
？This assembly can become a house.
主在我们中间有快乐吗
？Is there any joy?
主真正得着了安息吗
？Did the Lord receive peace?
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
主讲了一句非常心酸的话。
Lord have said bitterness words, he said.
因为神的儿子到地上来了。
When the Son of Man came.
他到耶路撒冷去的时候呢。
Went to Jerusalem.
应该是回家了，对不对啊
？He was going back to his home.
弟兄姊妹，你记得他十二岁的时候啊
？Remember when he was 12.
随着父母到耶路撒冷去。
And he followed his parents to go to Jerusalem.
那个时候，那。以色列人已经变成犹太教了。
The Israelites become a Judaism.
但是主耶稣一进到圣殿里面呢
，After entering into the temple，
主就不肯走了。
He wouldn't go.
主自己觉得想回家了。
It felt like he's at home.
所以呢，他的父母约瑟、玛利亚跟亲戚们大家去交往，也糊里糊涂的不知道主耶稣在哪里。
Now, while his parents were traveling back home, they were talking with their relatives.
后来说大家好了，完了，过了节了，回家了。
那 after the festival, they went home.
走了很长的路。
They journey on a long journey.
他父母才发觉，哎，耶稣到哪去了
？They only realized that they couldn't find him.
在亲戚们中找不到。
They couldn't find him among their relatives.
结果他们就重新回耶路撒冷。
So they went back to Jerusalem.
最后呢，在圣殿里面找到他。
Eventually found him in the temple.
弟兄姊妹都知道这故事吗
？We all know the story.
他就坐在那些犹太教士中间。
And Jesus sitting among the rabbis.
一面问一面听。
He was asking questions and listening.
哎呀，他的妈妈玛利亚还对他说：“哎呀，你怎么搞的呢？”你不知道我跟你的父亲两个找你找得多辛苦啊
And Mary, his mother, was asking him, my son, you know, how troubled we were trying to looking for you.
主讲了什么话
What did the Lord say?
他说岂不知
Don't you know?
我应当以我父的事为念嘛
I should care for the household of my father.
原文的意思说岂不知 我应该在父的家里吗
？The original text means that, don't you know that I should be in
the house of God? 十二岁的时候
，when he was 12，
弟兄姊妹们，主回到了圣殿。
Our Lord went back to the temple.
虽然那个犹太人已经堕落了
，even though the Jews have fallen，
但是神的这个家的意念感觉是那么的重。
See the concept of house of God in the Lord's heart.
爱父亲的家。
He loves the house of his father.
虽然是个堕落的光景呢
Even though it was ruined.
他也舍不得走啊
He wouldn't want to go.
他舍不得走啊
He wants to stay.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
你感觉到那个对神家的那个热爱
Do you feel the love, the Lord, the love of his house?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
是今天有很多世上神的儿女有时候也爱家对不对
Many Christians love their families.
我那个老二啊，他就是很爱家的人。
My second child loved the family.
他后来到东岸呢，到波士顿去读书的时候。
When he went to Boston, Boston
我记得我去看他。
I went there visiting.
有一天晚上，我们在那里躺在床上，他在讲话。
One night we were lying on the bed, he was talking.
他说：“爸爸，我恨不得明天就回西雅图。
”He said, "Dad, I wish that I can go back to Seattle tomorrow."
想家。想家了
he was homesick.
我恨不得明天就回去
I want to go back home tomorrow.
他在那读最好的学校啊
He was studying in the best college.
但是心里面爱家这叫我们做父母的很得安慰对不对
you know, we were so comforted
所以当主耶稣到地上来的时候
when our Lord came on earth,
他到了耶路撒冷他发现这不是家了
He went to Jerusalem, he found out this is not a house anymore.
所以他讲了一句很心酸的话
He said the words of broke his heart.
狐狸有洞
The fox has den.
天空的飞鸟有窝
The birds have nest.
人子却没有枕头的地方
But man have not a place to lay his head on.
所以主耶稣道成肉身来到地上的时候
No, when our Lord incarnated on earth,
没有家了
He can find no home.
这个家被破坏了
The home was destroyed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我常常想到这幅图画
Every time I think about this picture,
哎呀，我里面就很受激励
Oh, I was so encouraged.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
所以大卫在世的日子
So during the lifetime of David,
他有一个心意
He has a heart.
一心为耶和华寻的一个居所
Seeking a place for the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹今天我们有多少弟兄姊妹有这样的心呢
How many of us have this heart?
你光爱地上的家
You only love your own family.
那是不够的
That's not
enough. 你要爱神的家
You need to love the house of God.
弟兄姊妹那个才是真正的家
That's the true house.
今天很多神的儿女们呢
Many Christians
没有这个家的意念
do not have this concept of
所以很多人去像今天很多人去礼拜堂聚会
No, many people go to the church on Sunday
他们都觉得主耶稣住在那里的
They thought that's where Jesus lived
我们一个礼拜来看他一次就不错了
they come visit this building once a week
弟兄姊妹们神不是要住在那个礼拜堂里的
God do not live in a church building
并且他们去的时候他们只有一个宗教行为
they only have this behavior of the religion
没有家的味道
they do not have the taste of the house
弟兄姊妹之间的感觉也是没有家的味道
now the relationship in the church is not like
这个是不对的
this is wrong
这是一个错误的情况
that's wrong
这是仇敌所破坏的一个情况
was ruined by the
所以我们回到圣经里面来看
so we come back to the Bible
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
神的家不是这样
the house of God is not like this
所以我们先看看这个大卫、啊、
let's have a look at David
神怎么样能够得着这么样一个人
how did God receive such a person like this
神在他身上做工
God have done a great work
他几个重要的过程
and a few process
那么最后是大卫起义建造圣殿
eventually it was David who want to build a household for God
为着圣殿预备所有的一切
he prepared all the materials for the temple
从那个图样到所有的建材
from the plans to all the materials
都是大卫预备的
and David prepared it all
那么最后呢结果是所罗门把它建造起来。
It was actually Solomon who built it.
弟兄姊妹，这个在旧约里面，神这个恢复，借着大卫恢复神家的这个故事。
You see the story of the recovery work of God.
非常的美丽。
His house is so beautiful.
啊，那我们从大卫的出生开始。
Start from the beginning of the birth of David.
弟兄姊妹，大卫的出生。
David.
圣经用简单的话记载了。
Simply describe about David.
他并不得到他父亲的重视。
He wasn't favored by his father.
他有好几个兄弟。
He has many brothers.
他是最小的。
He was the youngest one.
按理讲，这最小的在家里都是父母最宠爱的。
Usually the youngest one was the spoiled.
但是这个约西不喜欢。
But Jesse, his father, wasn't like this.
所以大卫后来写诗篇呢。
So when David wrote songs,
他说我父母丢弃我，神耶和华收留我。
See, when he wrote, he said, my parents desert me, but it's God who adopted me.
可见他小的时候，他父母都不喜欢他。
You see, when he was young, his parents didn't like him.
诗篇五十一篇里面更说。
Psalms 51.
他说我是在罪孽生的。
He said, I was given birth.
我在我妈妈肚子里面就是犯罪的。
I'm a sinner in my mother's womb.
所以那一段话就是隐约说出什么呢
？That story have told.
因为是他的妈妈不是原配。
Because of his mother wasn't the original wife.
是耶西犯罪。
It's Jesse who.
所以他妈妈是犯罪。
So、
他说我是在罪孽中出生的。
I was born in sin.
所以我被轻看。
That's why I was despised.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
他从小被轻看。
He was despised when he was young.
但是很奇妙的。
But miraculously,
我们不知道什么时候这个小小的大卫啊，跟神之间建立亲密的关系。
We didn't know when this young David had a relationship with God.
因为你读他的诗篇的时候、啊、
When you read the Psalms,
你发现有很多诗篇都是他年幼的经历。
Many Psalms he wrote was an experience when he was young.
他的爸爸呢，常常就把他打发出去牧羊。
Many times his father sent David to shepherd the flock.
所以这个大卫在牧羊的时候有了好多的经历啊。
So David as a shepherd had so many experiences.
野兽来说，他跟野兽打仗。
He fight against wild animals.
啊，那保护自己羊群。
Protect his flocks.
那么躺在那个旷野里面观看天。
He was lying down the grass and looking at the skies.
哎，看看看，写出了诗篇第八篇。
And then Psalm chapter 8 after he observed the heaven.
耶和华你的名在全地何其美呀、
啊、！Oh, your name is so glorious.
人算什么
？On the land, what
你却眷顾他
？That you care for them.
你亲手用你手指头创造天上的星宿。
The work that your fingers have done.
这都是幼年时候牧羊的时候的经历啊
！That's experience when he was young.
哇，看见
这
个天地之大。
When he look at the heaven.
他跟神之间建立这个亲密的关系。
Build that closer relationship with God.
所以，弟兄姊妹，这是很特别的一件事情。
Special thing.
我希望青少年弟兄姊妹也是这样。
I hope the young brothers and sisters.
我得救时候16岁。
I was saved when I was 16.
后来我20几岁的时候，我有点爱主的心。
About when I was 20s, I have.
你知道我最喜欢做什么事呢
？You know what I do?
拿本圣经，拿一本诗歌。
I bring my Bible and the book of song.
跑到那个原野地方。
And go to the field.
你们这里到原野很容易啊，到处都是原野。
It's easy for us to find field.
随便走到哪里都是原野。
Anywhere you go is field.
我那个时候还需要找那一个什么花园，在一个人躺在草地上，在那里唱诗歌、读圣经，快乐无比。
Now if I find a garden anywhere to sing the hymns and read the Bible is such a pleasure thing for me.
后来有一次我找不到地方
，If I can't find the right place，
我发现那个稻田里面呢。我在钻到那个稻田里面，弄出一块地就挡在那里。
I went to the grain field and find a place that was hiding there.
我年轻时候我就喜欢这样。
That's what I did when I was young.
哎呀，一个人在那里唱诗歌、亲近主、读圣经，很快乐。
It's so pleasure for me to read the Bible and sing the hymns.
所以我就回想大卫就是这样的。
I believe that's what David was.
没有关系，我父母轻看我，不要我。
I don't care how my
神要我。
God wants me.
哎。他就跟神之间建立亲密的关系。
Build this closer relationship with God.
弟兄姊妹，不仅写了诗篇第八篇
，He not just wrote the Psalm of Psalm 8，
还写了一篇绝世的好诗篇。
He wrote the greatest Psalm.
你们都知道诗篇23篇
，Psalm 23， right？
这一篇诗可是不得了啊
！It was a marvelous work.
不仅基督徒喜欢了
，Not only Christians love it，
连外邦人都知道的
，Gentiles love it.
耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
我必不致缺乏。
I shall not lack.
很多弟兄姊妹都会背，对不对
？We all memorize it.
为什么大卫会产生这么好的灵感呢
？Where did he get this inspiration？
其实大卫是在苦难中领悟出来的。
He learned this during his trouble.
是在他牧羊的时候。
During the time when he shepherded.
他就发现了牧人跟羊之间这个关系多么的紧密。
He saw this relationship between the shepherd and the lamb.
突然之间转换过来了。
His mind was turned.
原来是。神是我的牧人。
Oh, the Lord is my shepherd.
我是他的羊。
I am his sheep.
所以那一篇诗篇
，So that song，
给历史历代的圣历代的圣徒带来多少的属灵上的供应。
What a comfort and supplication for all.
这都是圣经里面最突出的圣经，对不对
？One of the most famous ones.
你想旧约诗篇呢，一定是诗篇二十三篇。
If you think about Psalms, you have to pick 23.
所以他在幼年的时候
，When he was young,
他经历苦难
，experienced suffering,
经历他家庭的里面的轻视
，especially in his family.
没有关系
，doesn't matter.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
今天你要看见大卫，你得安慰。
When you see David, you find comfort.
那我相信在这里很多孩子们都是父母所爱的。
I know many children here are beloved by the parents.
如果今天我们在地上被人家轻看
，If you are despised by your parents,
被人藐视，你不要灰，不要没有灰心。
Who cares?
所以大卫从来没有消极的思想。
No, David never had this negative thought.
他把这些消极的东西转变成为积极的东西。
He turned the positive, the negative into positive.
哇，反而写出这么美丽的诗篇。
What a beautiful psalm he wrote.
啊，你看诗篇十六篇，刚才我们姊妹读。也是非常好的。
Read Psalm 16.
他读了，写了好多的诗篇。
He wrote so many songs.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们能看见呢，大卫的一生里面有两本传记。
There are two biographies about.
一本传记呢
，Number one
是讲他在外面的生活
，Spoke his
他的家庭是怎样，他后来怎样做王，怎样治理王，怎样跟敌人打仗
，How he fight the wars
啊，那么怎么受扫罗的逼迫
，How he was pursued by Saul，
这个是他外面的历史
，That is external history。
但是大卫还有一个传记
，David have another biography，
是诗篇
，Psalms。
你知道诗篇呢，大概一大半以上都是。大卫写的
，More than half of the psalm was written by David。
这说明什么呢
？What does it say？
大卫内里的生活是多么的丰富。
You see how his eternal experience, how full it is。
因为诗篇讲到是他在神面前的，这个生活。
Speaking about his secret life before God。
哎呀，很可惜啊。
What a beautiful thing。
今天很多神的儿女们呢
，Many Christians
只能讲讲外面的经历
，Only speak of the external experience。
一讲里面的经历，什么也没有。
When you speak about the inner experience, have none。
今天我们要在内里的生活中跟主建立亲密的关系。
We have to build this closer relationship with God in your heart。
我们不能光是追逐外面的东西
Do not just pursue the things outside.
要里面丰盛起来
You need to be filled the fullness in your heart.
大卫每一个经历出来就一篇诗
Every experience of David turned into a psalm.
说明那个经历他和神之间的亲密的关系
You see how close between him and God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我们看看今天在地上的光景
Look at the things on earth.
很可惜啊
It's beautiful.
很多神的儿女们呢
Many children of God.
只有跟神之间有外面的关系
They only follow God from outside.
在外面做基督徒
They only be a Christian from outside.
这个里面呢
But what's inside?
很可怜
It's beautiful.
谈不上跟主之间有多少的经历
You have no experience with God.
这个也是今天我们做基督徒的一个很大的缺陷啊
！That's what we really lacking.
你要在你暗中的生活里面跟神之间建立亲密的关系。
Build a close relationship in the secret.
所以大卫那么的爱神呢
？See how God David loved.
你在旧约圣经里面难得找到一个人比大卫更爱神。
You can find none better than David.
为什么他跟神用建立亲密的关系
？He has a close relationship.
神认识他。
God knows him.
他也认识神。
He knows God.
弟兄姊妹，今天主认识你，你认识主吗
？You know God knows you, but do you know God?
你跟主之间是一个好朋友啊。
Are you a friend of Jesus Christ?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们何等需要建立里面和主之间这个亲密的关系
？How much we need to build this relationship with God?
啊。在教会历史上
the church history,
有些弟兄姊妹他们就是这样
Some of our brothers are like that
你们知道 在德国从前古时候有一个弟兄叫做 Ter Stegen 你们听过这个名字
In German there was a brother called Ter Stegen
哦，这个人是活在主面前的一个人
He's the man who lived before God
活得非常的里面非常的丰富
He
他有首诗歌在我们诗歌本里我很喜欢的
He wrote a hymn in the hymnary、
啊、他那首诗歌讲到我们里面的经历、啊、
Speaking about the inner experience
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
他常常讲求主使我们里面除去那个无用之虑
He speaks in the psalm, he's saying that may the Lord remove this useless power.
你知道在今天这个时代里面呢,
you know, in this
realm, 人有一个非常可怕的一种的情况。
We come into a scary thing.
就很多人是精神上的问题。
Man have mental problems.
其实没外面没事，他自己在那里想出很多事。
The body is fine, but just in the mind has so many problems.
那个比做白日梦还要厉害。
Worse than a man dreaming.
哎呀，自己把自己搞苦了，对不对？
He bring himself down.
所以我们弟兄告诉我们，很多的忧虑都是无用的，根本无用的虑。你在那整天忧虑，对不对？
He's saying that there's so many mental problems are not necessary.
所以他说，求主救我们脱离这个无用之虑。
He plead the Lord save us from this.
所以这个弟兄呢，
是
跟主之间有非常亲密的关系。
He has a close relationship with God.
我相信他也很会讲道。
I definitely know that.
好多弟兄姊妹很喜欢听他讲道。
Many brothers and sisters love his.
所以他平常生活累得不得了，因为。
第二
天早晨呢
when he woke up in the morning,
他想打开窗户透透气。
He wants to take fresh air when he opened the window.
他一打开看
when he opened the window,
不得了，满坑满谷都是弟兄姊妹啊。
And the whole village was filled with brothers and sisters.
六千多个弟兄姊妹
6,000
追到他那个乡下去了。
Well, they all pursued him to the village.
他一打开窗户
when he opened the window,
下面弟兄姊妹说Terstegen 跟弟兄讲篇道给我们听。
And the people were shouting, Terstegen, brother, please preach a sermon.
这个弟兄真的是爱主。
He loved the Lord.
他跟主之间里面的那个关系建立得非常的丰富。
He built a close relationship with the Lord. 所
以他有很多基督的丰富可以供应神的儿
子。So he can supply the children of God with the fullness of
God. 大卫就是这样的人。
David was like that.
大卫这个里面的生活非常的丰富。
He has the fullness in his heart.
他外面的生活也很丰富。
Even though his life was really splendid too.
记载着大卫的故事真是可以说是相当的多的。
We see the stories of David, so many recorded in the Old Testament.
感谢主，这个人里外都丰富。
And inside out, this person is full of fullness.
所以这个是叫我们里面值得我们羡慕的。
This is something we have to desire.
所以神拣选这个人。
So God chose this one.
所以当撒母耳带着膏油到他家里去的时候
，Now Samuel bring anointing oil to David's house.
哎呀，这个。他的爸爸呢就摆筵席啊，请这个神的大仆人吃饭。
Now this Jesse the father just had a feast for this prophet.
你看撒母耳这么个属灵的人。
You see Samuel was a spiritual person.
但是他也没有眼光看人。
But he doesn't have a good eyesight.
因为呢，这个大卫的哥哥们个个都长得又高又大。
You see all David's brothers are big and strong.
所以那个大哥出来了。
When the oldest brother,
哎呀，这个撒母耳一看，一定是他。
And Samuel thought, oh, they must be the one.
长得个又高又大。
You tall and strong.
可能跟扫罗王差不多。
Looks like Saul.
因为当初选扫罗也是这样，又高又大。
So when Saul was picked as a king, Saul was like that.
他就是他。
Then definitely has to be.
那神说不是他。
Then God said, no, not this one.
圣经里面因此出现一句话。
And then
人看人是看外貌。
When man look at a person from outside,
神是看内心。
God sees the heart.
神是看里面的灵。
God sees the spirit.
你不能用外貌来判断。
You cannot judge.
今天我们在教会侍奉里面，很多人都是用外貌来判断，对不对
？See, on earth when we do ministry, that's how we look at people.
我记得最好笑的一件事情啊。
Funny thing is,
我那个时候要出来奉献，出来侍奉主。
When I was young, I was offer myself.
我哥哥特别从美国跑回去。
My brother came from America.
跑回去之后呢，他也没信主那个时候。
He wasn't a Christian yet.
他阻拦住我出来侍奉主。
He said, "The Lord stop you from being a minister."
他想这个弟弟怎么搞的，怎么要去传道了呢
？How come my younger brother wants to be a preacher?
他因为没有基督徒的这个意念。
He does not have the concept of
Christian. 所以他的感觉好像。 这个弟弟要出家了呀。
He thought that my brother gonna be a monk.
那是不行的，非拦阻他不可。
That's wrong. He has to.
我记得很有趣，有天他把我们两个拉到冰店里面，两个坐在那里。
One time he bring me into a coffee shop.
他说你为什么要出来做传道人
？Why you wanna become a preacher?
他说告诉你根本不够资格。
Let me tell you, you're not qualified for that.
他说你这一辈子你只读这一本书了。
You gonna read only one book in your life? Is that it?
我说这一本书啊我一辈子读不完。
I said I couldn't finish completing this book.
他完全不明白。
I don't understand it.
第二件事就很我记得很清楚。
The second thing I remember clearly.
他说你知道吗在美国人家那个传道人呢都要长得很好看的。
Don't you know your American preacher has to be good looking?
你长得不好看。
You're ugly.
你让开位置，不要占那个位置。
Step aside and give some other people some opportunity.
拦住我的。
He's trying to stop me.
所以人是看外貌的。
See, man, look at external.
弟兄姊妹们。
Appearance.
啊，今天在教会侍奉上也是啊，我们很多时候都从外貌看的。
During the church ministry, that's how we look at things.
当然，我这个神也体谅我们，连撒母耳都犯这个错误，对不对
？You see, God show mercy, even the prophet Samuel did the same mistakes.
所以这么一个两个三个，好像七八个。都过去了。
All one to seven or eight have passed.
所以 Samuel 就问这个耶稣说：“你还有没有啊
？”And Samuel asked Jesse, "Is that all? That's all your sons?
都来都在这里了吗
？Is that all your sons here?"
啊，这个耶稣就叹口气说：“哎呀，还有一个小的了。
”And Jesse said, "No, there's one more left."
这个小的在旷野里面牧羊。
He was in the wilderness shepherding the flocks.
哦 ，Samuel 说一定要叫他回来。
Samuel said, "You have to bring him here."
如果他不回来，我们就这个耶稣不能开始。
Doesn't come, we'll not start the feast.
啊，所以他们就去把大卫找回来。
So they brought him the David.
哎，结果圣经讲什么了
？You know what the Bible says?
大卫面貌光红。
You see, David was a young man, and his face.
这什么意思呢
？It was in red. That means
大卫活在神的跟前。
Because he lived in the presence of God.
那个苦难呢
？All those suffering.
那个轻看呢
？All those despise.
那个藐视啊
？All those looking down.
没有把这个大卫弄得苦脸。
His face wasn't bitter.
你看很多小孩子，如果这个父母不爱了，这个弄来的时候，恐怕都是这样。
See the countenance of those kids who are despised by the parents.
脸灰灰的，很萎缩的，对不对
？They don't look good.
没有大卫一出来是面色光红。
You see, when David come out, his countenance was smiling.
这是活在主面前的人
the,
基督徒就应该是这样
That's how Christian lives.
好你到个地方看一看你面色光红
Anywhere you go,
因为你是活在主面前的
Because you're living before God.
对不对他爸爸不知道啊
His father didn't know.
他在旷野跟主有很好的交通啊
They didn't know that David had a great relationship with God.
所以找来了神说就是这个
And Samuel said、
这个 Samuel 就用膏油膏他
And Samuel anointed David.
所以呢大卫受膏了
The day of David anointed.
但是我们知道啊，这个膏油一倒到身上之后
，After the anointing was fell on David，
下面大卫就开始受苦了
，And it started the journey of suffering.
因为这个世界是不喜欢神的儿女的。
You see, the world hates God's children.
你要跟着圣灵过生活，人家更不喜欢。
Especially when you want to follow the Holy Spirit, the
world hates you. 大卫受膏。
But the day when David was anointed,
从那天开始起，大卫情况更不一样了。
You see, everything changes for David.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
我们知道大卫呢，会弹琴。
David can play lyre.
所以在旷野的时候呢，心情苦闷就唱诗歌。
When he was bored, he just sing songs.
弹那个七弦琴，我大卫唱歌是跟我们不唱不一样啊。
The song David sings is different from
us. 我们有时候有声音没有灵感的。
Sometimes we only have the song, don't have the inspiration.
大卫的诗歌充满灵感了。
You see his songs filled with inspiration.
哎呦，他一唱起诗歌来说，这个真是整个灵都开放的。
You see when he sings songs, the whole spirit was open.
难怪后来呢，这个扫罗还被鬼附了。
You know when Saul was being possessed,
附在扫罗身上。这扫罗就是整天不安了。
那 so Saul was agitated.
后来人家说：“哎呀，这个耶西的儿子那个大卫不错、啊，把他找来。”
And then they say, "Oh, there's the son of Jesse, David is good."
所以大卫来之后呢，这么一弹琴
，So when David comes, start the lyre.
这恶魔就从扫罗身上出去了。
The demon was gone.
你看
，You see.
所以过去弟兄姊妹们都知道， 诗歌是兵器，你知道吧？
In the old time, the brothers and sisters know the songs are weapons.
我们今天呢，把诗歌当成我们的享受。
Sometimes we treat the songs as our enjoyment.
有很多年轻人喜欢叮叮咚，叮叮咚。
You see, the young people love to play guitars and all that. Sounds like they enjoy.
唱了半天呢，就你享受没用。
No matter how much you enjoy.
真正的诗歌一唱，弟兄姊妹们，是兵器啊。
When the true hymn was sung.That's weapons.
你知道那何淑文姊妹啊？
You know the sister.
她在那个福建乡下做工的时候，
when she was working,
看到被人轻看的。
In Fujian.
结果他们附近呢有一，这是一个姊妹告诉我们的。
There's one sister told me the story.
因为这是她祖父祖母的故事。
That's the story of her grandparents.
她那个祖母呢就是病的要死了。
The grandmother was sick into death.
她那个祖父呢？还是一个中医，是个医生。
But the his grandfather was actual a doctor.
但是呢，医不了他了。
And he cannot heal her.
他这快要死掉了。
And she was dying.
那么后来有人跟他讲啊。
One time there's a person told him.
他说这附近呢有两个洋人呢。
There were two foreigners.
那么中国人喜欢讲洋人，对吧
？We call them foreigners.
从英国来的。
Because they are from United Kingdom.
哎，听说啊。他们怎么一唱歌病就好了？
We heard the rumors. Once they sing, the sickness are gone.
要不要请他们来唱歌啊
？Do we want to bring them here to sing the songs?
所以他们就到乡下去，把这个何淑文姊妹找来了。
So they bring this Miss Barbara from the village.
果然，何淑文姊妹到了那里，
when
当然不仅唱诗就祷告了
，and she start not just sing hymns, starting to pray.
那天正好呢，那个祖父去上班去了。
And just That day, that grandfather went to work.
他在家里面，这个何淑文姊妹去啊，给他唱唱诗歌，给他祷告，忽然就好了，整个病就好了。
And that day, the sister Barbara sing the hymns and praying for her, and she was healed.
所以家人呢，跑到那个祖夫人去告诉他说你的那个老太太好了。
And the family members went to fetch the doctor and saying that your wife healed.
因为他是医生，他完全不能相信。
He couldn't believe.
他说你乱说。
Because he's a physician.
我的太太都快死了，哪
能？
不可能的。他说不不不，他活了。
It's impossible. But they say
he has healed. 果然活了。
When he come back and saw her, his wife healed.
全家得救。
Everybody was saved.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
诗歌是兵器。
The hymn is a weapon.
你知道吗？
You know
所以你在唱诗歌的时候，你要知道兵器。为什么是兵器呢
？Why is a weapon？
如果你读以西结书二十八章
，If you read Ezekiel chapter 28，
当初神创造这个天使长的时候
，When God created the archangel，
魔鬼是三个天使长之一啊。
Satan was one of the archangels。
那个路西弗，神把他创造的很美丽。
那 Lucifer was beautiful。
那里有一句话你有没有注意到
？If you know there's one sentence，
他说在那里有精美的骨笛。
You see there is a marvelous flute。
这什么意思啊
？What does that mean？
魔鬼是懂音乐的
，So Satan knows music.
很多人不晓得魔鬼懂音乐的
，Many people don't know the devil knows music.
所以呢，他最怕圣徒唱诗歌了。
He was scared of saints to sing hymns.
我们很可惜啊，今天把诗歌当成个节目。
Many it's a pitiful thing that we treat as
聚会前唱两首诗的节目啊，不是讲你们呐。
I'm not speaking of you.
各地都是这样的。
It's not a performance.
我唱两首诗歌，然后他们起来讲个道。
Sing two hymns and start preaching.
把当成个节目了。
People treat it as a performance.
那还用一些，不要讲多了，讲多了伤人。那么把它当成节目是不对的。
I think it's a performance.
诗歌是兵器。
But the hymns are weapons.
啊，你知道那个宾路易师母啊，最后要过世的时候。
You know when a
Mrs.
sister,
Penn Lewis, Mrs. Penn Lewis,
Mrs. Penn Lewis, when the sister,
这是神所重用的神的
she was a servant of God.
啊，那么她死的时候呢
？Before she died,
弟兄姊妹围着她在唱一起唱诗歌。
Everybody just come around her deathing bed and sing.
那诗歌里面很熟的
，We all know.
他们就唱
，They sing,
唱一遍又一遍
，One time another.
啊，有个姊妹说：“哎呦，我们换一首诗歌吧。
”Let's change a different hymn reason.
宾律师母眼睛张开说
：“And she opened her eyes.
不要更换神的兵器。
Do not change the weapon of the Lord.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers,
知道诗歌是兵器呀、啊。
A hymn is a weapon.
今天对付仇敌呀、啊、
，is against the enemy.
诗歌是非常有力量的
，it's really powerful.
所以大卫是一个非常会弹琴唱诗的人。
You see, David is really skillful in music.
哎，大卫哈、啊， 在音乐上真的很好的造诣啊。
He had a great achievement.
他不仅会弹琴唱歌啊
，play lyrics and sing songs，
还会制造乐器。
He can make instruments.
你不知道你们读圣经有没有注意到他讲的大卫的乐器
？You see, in the psalm saying that the instruments by David.
他这个做出很多的乐器、啊。
He made many instruments.
还有呢，弟兄姊妹们，你们知道在旧约圣经里面。谁唱歌最好听吗
？Do you know who sing the best songs in the Old Testament？
啊，有没有读出来？知道谁唱歌最好听吗
？Do you know who sing the best songs？
啊，你们都不知道、啊、
？Do you not know that？
就是做谁唱歌最好听的是
？Who is the best singer？
就是大卫嘛
，David。
因为大卫说我是以色列的美歌者，你没读到这句话吗
？Did you ever read the part that David said I'm the most beautiful singer in Israel？
大卫唱起诗歌来是非常好听的。
His singing is so beautiful。
啊，所以说他是男高音啊。
It was a high pitch。
哇，唱起这个诗歌来说，真的是非常美丽。
He's a beautiful singer。
所以我常常讲，大卫跟男高音。以西结大概是男中音
，Maybe Ezekiel is a different type of singing type.
因为圣经讲说，以西结讲道的时候啊
，The Bible records that when Ezekiel preaching，
弟兄姊妹听到像听音乐，你看
，And people listen like listen to music.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，大卫真正懂得这个诗歌的意义。
Now David truly know the meaning of
song. 他写了最多的诗篇。
So he wrote the most songs.
我们晓得诗篇在旧约时代是都可以唱的。
You see, all the psalms in the Old Testament can be sung.
啊，所以呢，大卫在他苦难的日子的里面
，during the troubled time of David，
跟神建立亲密的关系
，build a close relationship with God.
他的生活中充满了灵感。
His life was full of experience.
哎呀，这些诗歌表达他里面内心的光。光景是多么的丰富
，and express the fullness of this.
所以基督徒不仅光是追求外面的生活
，so we Christians do not just only pursue the
outside world. 更多要注意里面的生活
，mostly is inside.
啊，这个 inner life,
the inner life,
需要丰富起来
，needs to be fulfilled.
所以我们过去呢，年长弟兄姊妹常常讲啊
，and older brothers and sisters always say,
他说我们基督徒真正好的基督徒是走里面道路的。
The true good Christians only walk inside.
因为那个走外面道路，注重恩赐，注重口才，注重知识，注重才干。
The external pursuit of the things are your talents.
那个真正走里面道路的
，the inner pursuit，
他是注重他与主之间的关系。
Care most is the relationship with God.
弟兄姊妹，你必须要注重你和。主里面的关系。
You have to focus on this part.
所以神拣选他。
So God chose him.
啊，神拣选他呢，第一个就叫他做王。
And God made him king.
啊，我们知道这个做王的过程也很难的。
The process of being a king was.
啊，后来碰到了扫罗。
He met Saul.
扫罗开头很喜欢他。
Saul liked him in the beginning.
哎呦，后来发现这个不得了了，这个他呢，这个功劳比他还大。
Well, later on, he found out David.Achieved greater achievement than him.
所以你知道，有的时候神的百姓呢，歌颂赞美人也害人。
You see, sometimes when we praise someone, you hurt someone too.
本来呢，扫罗不还没有什么感觉。
At the time, the beginning, Saul didn't feel much.
大家一唱，大卫杀死千千，扫罗不，大卫杀死千。扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
When the people sing songs to praise David, killed 10,000 and Saul killed thousands.
这个一唱就完了。
And then that's.
本来是称赞大卫的，对不对
？They meant to praise David.
就引起了扫罗的嫉妒。
But arose the jealousy of.
他杀死万万，我杀死千千。
He killed 10,000, I killed thousands.
这个扫罗这个儿子又非常的喜欢大卫。
And Saul's son Jonathan loved David too.
他就是骂他的说你没出息你弄了半天你就是干脆我王位给他算了
and even Saul cursed his son you just love David much and you want me you just why don't you give him my throne
他那个儿子也很好的
his son Jonathan
给他就给他吧
what a big deal a throne it's only a throne
弟兄姊妹那个时候你看见大卫可是受逼迫了
you see David was prosecuted
所以结果扫罗由嫉妒变成恨恶
，You see, from jealousy
最后要杀害
of Saul to hatred, and he wants to murder David.
哇，有的时候 他在大卫面前拿起枪来，一枪想把大卫钉在墙上。
A few times Saul grabbed his spear, want to pierce through David on the wall.、
哎、大卫知道扫罗开始恨恶他。
And David realized that Saul hates him.
所以因此开始有了逃亡的生活。
He started his life of exile.
哎呀，我们读那里就心里面呢，实在有很大的感触啊。
My heart was so heavy when I look at that part.
弟兄姊妹们，扫罗对付非利士人软弱无力。
King Saul was a weak man before Philistines.
对付保罗啊，又劲头大得很。
He was like a mighty warrior before David.
你知道吗？这个提醒我们啊，很多神的儿女侍奉主的人呢、啊，对付世界没有力量。
You see, many Christians when we are facing the world, we are weak.
对付自己的弟兄啊，哎呀，这个力气可大。
When you're dealing with your brothers, you are a mighty warrior.
所以我们年轻的时候，弟兄们常常讲。
When I was young,
主是要我们为弟兄舍命的。
The Lord wants us to die for our brothers.
但是你到处看见都是找弟兄拼命的。
But every time you go, you see we're battling
是不是呢
with the brothers and sisters.
这个真是可笑的不得了啊！
It's so hilarious.
我们对自己弟兄哇，这个厉害的。
We try to hurt
our brothers. 碰到世人，碰到世界上事情，软弱无力。
And you become weak when you deal with the rest of the world. This is Saul.
这就扫罗。
That's Saul.
所以因此叫大卫受苦。
And made David suffer.
但是大卫就虽然在各地跑
，And David was in exile.
他有好几次有机会可以杀扫罗的。
Many times had a chance to kill.
弟兄姊妹，看记得那个故事吗
？Do you remember the stories?
但是大卫是个受膏者。
David is a man of anointing.
圣经讲他尊重膏油。
He respected anointing.
因为他知道扫罗也是受膏的。
He knew that Saul was also anointed.
所以不能动手。
So he cannot
杀害神的受膏者。
He wouldn't kill the God's anointed.
虽然他有很好的机会。
Even though he had a great chance.
尤其他的手下跟他讲。
Even his companions.
不用你动手，我来杀他。
It's fine. You don't need to do it. I do it for you.
但大卫说：“你怎么敢杀？”耶和华的受膏者呢？对不对
？He told his companion, "How dare you can kill the anointed of the Lord?"
那么，在扫罗面前，大卫又降卑呀。
And David humbled himself before Saul.
大卫对扫罗说：“你带这么多的军兵，你来追赶我干嘛呢
？”And David said, "King David, why you pursue me with all your armies?"
我只不过是个死狗啊。
I'm only a dead dog.
是吧？你追我干嘛呢
？Why you pursue me?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
但是呢扫罗带的军兵没有跟腓力士人打仗专门来追赶大卫
Saul and his army never fight the Philistines but only pursue David
我们知道经过相当的一段的苦难
So all the suffering have passed
大卫从这个山洞躲到那个山洞
From one cave to another cave David left
感谢主啊那些跟随大卫的人呢
？All the people who
本来也是不满意扫罗，大概也是发怨言的。
They wasn't happy with Saul anyway.
心中苦恼的。
And they were the man who were troubled.
结果跟随大卫之后呢
？After they followed David.
后来又变成大卫的勇士啊
！They became warriors of David.
你看大卫有一种的人格。
You see, David have this kind of character.
他能改变这些周围跟随他的人。
He can change the people around him.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
所以真正的侍奉是这样。
You see, that's the
我们今天看这个弟兄很难，那个姊妹很难。
We see this brother is rough, the other one is not good.
啊，你不要责备他们。
Don't rebuke them.
你有本事把他们变成勇士。
If you are able, you make them warriors.
哎，这个才是一个真正的侍奉呢。
That's the true ministry.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
所以这一段的苦难
，this
塑造整个大卫的性格。
Build David's character.
并且你看见大卫的心胸非常的广大
See how hard,
非常宽大
His heart is so well, so good.
所以后来呢，他能够把以色列家把他整个建立成为一个国家
And then he built this household of God.
有君王的度量宽广
And his heart is so big.
当然了，我们说大卫并不完全，对不对
？No, David is not. It's not perfect. Not innocent. He's not perfect.
大卫在夺取他将军的那个妻子的那件事情，他犯了很大的错误。
Remember that he committed adultery by taking his general's wife.
所以在大卫的生命中有阴暗的东西。
there is a dark side of David.
这告诉每个人都是这样。
We are all like this.
我们都有我们的缺点软弱。
We all have our weakness.
我们都不完全。
We're not perfect.
但是呢，大卫有一个好处是什么呢
？But the one thing about David.
所以读真正读圣经就摸到了。
If you read the Bible deeply.
大卫有一个被能被矫正的心。
David has a heart to be corrected.
他是。很容易 被矫正
It's very easy
justify,
to correct him.
Justify. 那不他 很 被归正的
And it's easy for him to be corrected.
啊亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers,
这个是一个啊很重要的一件事情
This is an important thing.
啊在我们身上我们都会犯错
We make mistakes.
但是大卫犯错他就悔改了
Once David made a mistake,
他写了诗篇五十一篇的这个悔改
He wrote Psalm 51, the Psalm of Repentance.
所以虽然他犯了那个错误
Even though he made that mistake,
神也重新接纳他
And God received him again.
但是这个错误人就有他的后果
The consequences of his sin
所以刀剑不离开大卫的家
Sword and battle will not left his house
所以弟兄姊妹们我们要感谢神到了新约时代
Until the New Testament,
主的血的遮盖是更宝贵的
you see the precious blood washing power of our Lord Jesus Christ
所以我们要满心感谢我们的主
Praise the Lord
他的血洁净我们
His blood cleans us
能够在神的跟前完全不算数
Now before God our sin are
所以 在希伯来书里面呢
So in the book of Hebrew
所以呢那里告诉我们，一经神的赦免，神就忘记。
Once God forgives, He forgets.
这是一个福音啊，对我们基督徒是福音啊。
This is a gospel.
因为我们一生犯很多错误的。
Because we make so many mistakes.
对不对呀、啊？
Isn't that right?
但只要经过主的血洁净之后呢
？Through the cleansing of God,
神那么就完全忘记了。
And God forgets everything.
所以今天呢，如果我们有犯错
，If we have sinned,
你要快快到主面前来认。
You come to God,
求他的血把你洗净。
Ask His blood to cleanse.
有人问说呢，这个犯了错。怎么可能忘记呢？对不对
？You see, if you made a mistake, how can he forget?
可以赦免
，He can pardon you，
但是不能忘记啊。
He can never forget。
啊，比方说呢，我得罪我姊妹
，If I sin against my sister，
我姊妹很不高兴
，She's not happy。
好了，赦免你了。
And I say I pardon you。
啊，我说谢谢你赦免我。
I say thank you for forgiving me。
但她每次看到我都想起我那个怎么得罪。
Every time she saw me, she remembered my mistakes。
能赦免不会忘记，对不对
？I can forgive you, but I'll never forget。
但是为什么神一赦免就会忘记呢
？Why when God forgives, He forgets？
所以一个弟兄解释的非常好。
There's one brother explained really
well。哎呀，我这听见那个话，我很得安慰啊。
I'm so touched when I heard what he said。
他说，因为神的智慧是完全的。
God's wisdom is complete wisdom.
他可以全部记住。
He can memorize everything.
他也可以全部忘记。
He can forget everything.
我们的智慧是不完全的。
Our wisdom is not complete.
所以我们是该记的记不得。
The thing we should remember, we forget.
该忘都忘不了。
Things we should forget, we never remember.
人家得罪我们一次，永远记得。
Some we offend someone, they always remember.
该记得的都记不得。
Whatever they should remember,
感谢神。这是个极大的恩典
It's a grace.
所以在主回来之前
Before the return of the Lord,
最好我们把所有的过错统统把它对付干净
So we have to deal with all our sins
就可以穿光明洁白的细麻衣
Then you can wear the pure white linen cloth
你到审判台前去的时候呢
Before the judgment seat
审判的册子打开
And then the book of judgment is open Everything against you are gone.
多好呢，对不对
？Isn't that great?
所以呢，一个真正的有智慧的基督徒
，a true Christian has wisdom.
是有罪就认。
It's once you sin, you ask for
forgiveness. 所以我常常跟有些基督徒讲啊
，So I say to brothers,
认错不是坏事啊。
Repentance is not a bad thing.
悔改是神给我们很大的恩典呢。
Repentance is a great grace from God.
啊，碰错就要说对不起。
If you made a mistake, say sorry.
简单对不起的话要说的。
You need to be sorry.
有的人死不肯说。
Somebody
你死不肯说，你就是把那个罪留在那里。
If you don't say sorry, you always keep your sin.
我们不知道存了多少罪在那里。
We don't even know how many sins we have kept.
要等到最后审判，一次把那东西掀出来。
Before the judgment seat, just let it go.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
大卫有犯错的。
David committed sin.
以及犯的错是世人都不能犯的。
And the sin he committed, normal people wouldn't commit.
他有一个 adjustable 的这么一个心。
Then he has this kind of heart that can be adjustable.
这是很重要的。
This is important.
因为这个，所以叫他仍旧在神面前蒙恩。
Because of this, he was receiving grace.
所以神就让他做了王。
So God made him king.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
满心感谢我们的神。
Praise the Lord.
他一做王之后
，Once he became a king,
第一件事情
，The first thing he did,
把约柜找回来。
He found the tabernacle.
不仅把约柜找回来
，He found the tabernacle.
并且呢，他动了一个心意，一个心念。
And he had an idea.
要为耶和华建造居所。
He want to build a household for God.
哎呀，他说过去几百年呢
，Past few hundred years,
约柜都住在帐幕里面。
The Ark of Testimony is sitting in the tabernacle.
我呢住在这么好的皇宫里面。
I'm living this marvelous palace.
弟兄姊妹，你看见大卫真知道感恩呢。
You see, David really know how to give thanksgiving.
我们看基督徒中间呢，
see,
不多人有这样的心思，对吧？
Have this kind of hearts.
你回家里住这个洋房，好漂亮的。
When you go back to your home, look at your big house.
我们只会说感谢神让我住大洋房。
Oh, praise the Lord, give me a big house.
那个不够的。
And that's not enough.
大卫说：“哎呦，感谢神让我住皇宫。
Oh, praise the Lord, give me a big palace.
但是神却住在帐幕里。
But God lives in a tent.
大卫的心里面呢，过意不去。
He couldn't bear it in his heart.
所以因此他起意。
So he had an idea. He wants to build a house for God.
其实呢，读圣经仔细的话，我们晓得你在出埃及记的时候。
So if you read the story in the book of Exodus,
神老早就有意念要建造房屋的。
God already have this idea to build a house.
不过呢，那个是很隐藏的意念。
That's a hidden secret.
以色列人都没这个感觉。
Israel never grasp it.
而大卫呢，也不是读懂了圣经，他是因为爱神呐，所以呢，从心里面产生这个意念，要为神建造房屋。
It's not because David know the heart of God by reading the Bible, but he has this close relationship with God. He knows what God wants.
这个实在是摸到了神的心呐。
So he really touched the heart of God.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
所以圣经说大卫是一个合我心意的人。
So the Bible says David is a person who pursued my heart.
大卫的生活是能摸到主的心的。
David is a person who touched the heart of God.
这个真不简单呢。
Oh, what a
今天我们有做儿女的人，也都摸到父母的心，对吧？
If the children can touch the hearts of the parents, you see how close could it be?
大卫摸到了主的心啊。
See, David touched the heart of God.
所以大卫要给他神建造房屋。
那 God, David wanted to build a house for God.
结果神打发先知拿单去跟他讲啊。
God sent the prophet Nathan to David.
神说这个天地都是我的。
You see, the heaven and earth are mine.
天上的天我也不够住的。
No, it's not enough for me to live in heaven.
天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳。
The earth is my stool.
你要给我造什么样的房屋给我住呢？
What kind of house are you going to build for me?
神实在太伟大了。你能造什么样的房屋给他住呢？
What kind of house are you going to build for him?
但是神悦纳大卫的心。
But God pleased with the idea, the heart of David.
就像我那个小儿子一样。
Just like my younger son, when he was young.
哎呀，很可爱。
It's adorable.
他非常可爱。
He's so adorable.
因为是他妈。在这个一张纸上面画了一个房屋。
He draw the house on the paper.
他就扑棱扑棱跑到我房间里面来了。
He run to my room.
爸爸，这个给你住。
Dad, I give you a house to live.
这纸上画的房屋怎么能住呢
？How can you live it in a picture?
但是呢，我这个做父亲的非常开心。
But I was so pleased as a father.
我说好，我住。
I say, yeah, great. I live in there.
弟兄姊妹，这就是像神跟大卫一样。
That's like when God see David.
后来神真的是住进大卫他们以后建造的圣殿里面。
See, eventually God really truly lived in the
house
that David prepared.
神多伟大，对不对？天地那么大。
How great God is.
我们晓得今天这个地球在宇宙中就是像粒沙一样。
You know, our planet Earth is like sand in universe.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
神体贴大卫的爱。
God knows David's love towards him.
大卫摸着神的心。
You see, David touched the heart of God.
所以神愿意住在这个圣殿的里面。
So the Lord wants to live.
其实神也是喜欢跟他的百姓住在一起。
God wants to live among His people.
因为他完全原来就有个心意。
he had these ideas in the beginning.
所以神就给大卫一个应许。
So God gave David a promise.
你既然全心为着我的家
，because you have cared fullheartedly for me，
我就全心为着你的家。
I will totally do it for your household too.
弟兄姊妹，你要记住这句话。
Remember this.
这是最有福的一件事情。
It's one of the most blessing things.
你如果以神的家为念
，If you care the household of God，
神就以你的家为念。
He will care for your household.
这个恩惠祝福是不断的。
Now His blessing will never cease.
大卫应许他，你的后代的子孙都要坐在宝座上。
And God promised David, all your descendants are going to sit on your throne forever.
所以一直到最后，让主耶稣基督成为大卫的后裔住的。
You see, all the way until our Lord Jesus Christ, he's going to sit on the throne of David forever.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
今天如果你爱神的家
If you love the house of God,
神就一定看顾你的家
He definitely will care your house.
你都不需要做什么
Don't need to do much.
如果神看顾我们的家
If God look after you,
我们家还有什么难处呢
Is there any difficulty in your house?
我们今天很多人觉得自己的家好困难呢
We all find it's really difficult to manage our own house.
你们交给神去管多好啊
If you let God take over,
要怎么管你要归神的家
You don't need to care. He will do it.
所以神就给他一个应许。
So God gave him a promise.
哎呦，大卫感激的感动的不得了。
Oh, David was so touched by what God told him.
大卫就说：“我算什么呢？”
And David said, "What am I?
我们的家算什么呢？你竟然把这么大的恩惠
Why you give me such a blessing upon my house?
所以弟兄姊妹们，神的儿女们懂得那个蒙福的路。
If you know the path for blessing,
所以大卫就开始为着。建造圣殿，预备所有的材料。
From that day on, David started preparing the materials for the household of God.
他把征战所得着所有的金银都为着建造圣殿。
All the gold and materials he gained from the war, he prepared for the Lord.
所以为着那个圣殿呢，他积蓄的那个金银财宝那个材料是不计其数的。
The gold and silver, all the materials he accumulated is uncountable.
大卫实在是爱神。
You see, David loved God.
把一切都归给神。
He gave God everything.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们读圣经读到你知道很感动啊。
We're so touched when we read that part.
啊，那么，并且呢，神把圣殿的那个图样画给他。
God him gave him the plan for his house.
但最后神说、啊。神说
，God said，
你不能建造圣殿。
You cannot build house。
弟兄姊妹们，哇，我们晓得这个大卫的心好难过了。
You see how heartbroken when he heard what?
他说，因为在你的年间，你打仗太多。
Because you are a warrior in your lifetime, you war against many people. You shed so many people's blood.
神的家不能建造在这样的光景。
No, I cannot. The temple of God cannot build by your hands.
神对大卫说：“你也不要难过啊。
”But don't be so sorrowful.
我给你个儿子。
I let your son do it.
让你的儿子建造。
Your son gonna build it.
所以神就给他所罗门。
So God gave him Solomon.
所罗门建造圣殿的时候其实是比较容易了。
It's easier for Solomon.
所有的材料都有了。
He has everything.
对不对啊？所以后来所罗门就按照他父亲给他画的图样。圣殿建造起来。
According to the plan of the David, Solomon built the temple for God.
因此，在以色列地
，so that among in the land of Israel
就有了圣殿。
There was the temple.
就有了神的家。
There was the house of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这整个过程我们看见啊
，you see the whole process.
有一个重要的真理。
There's one truth.
就是第一件事情
，the number one，
大卫必须做王。
David has to be the king.
把以色列国建立起来
，build the country of Israel，
然后在耶路撒冷把圣殿建造起来
，and build the temple of God in Jerusalem。
所以主耶稣到地上来也是这样
，when our Lord came likewise，
他必须得回他的王位
，he have to gain his throne back，
他必须建立他的国度
，he have to build his kingdom，
然后呢，他的家才能被建立起来
，then is the household of God。
所以神做事情有他一定的程序的。
See, God has His own orders.
所以神得首先得做一个王是符合他心意的。
He have to get a king, the one who follow His heart.
所以在大卫的身上
，So in David,
我们看见他恢复了神心中那个做王的这个意念。
You see, he recovered the thought of God to be the king.
我们晓得到启示录的时候
，In Revelation,
最后主做王的时候
，When our Lord
他是以羔羊的形象 登上宝座的
He climbed to a throne like the image of a lamb.
这是神王权的一个思想。
This is the concept of his kingdom.
这个羔羊代表微小的。
This lamb represents small.
代表柔软的。
Represents tenderness.
代表谦卑的。
Represents humbleness.
所以呢，这个王是应当像羔羊的。
So this king is supposed to be like a lamb.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这个是属灵的生命。
This is a spiritual life.
所以呢，说起来就是属灵的生命管制属灵的权柄。
See, spiritual life governs the spiritual power, the authority.
今天在地上教会中啊
on earth in the church,
很多负责人都不懂得这个原理道理啊。
Many leaders do not understand this
concept. 是属灵的生命管理属灵的权柄。
The spiritual life governs the spirit authority.
不是给你个地位。
It's not a status that
你长老知识，你有地位，你就有权柄。
You are the elder, you're the minister, so that you have the power.
你是牧师，你是工人，你有地位。
You are the pastor, you are the worker, you have the authority.
真正的掌权
，the true authority
是要从你的身上显出属灵生命。
You have to manifest that spiritual life.
要像羔羊。
You have to be like a lamb.
是只有羔羊。能够做万王之王万主之主
Only the Lamb can be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. 所以你看在旧约时代中
你真正掌权的
You see the people who have the true authority.
我们昨天讲到约瑟
We're speaking of Joseph.
约瑟一当以色列家的这个不当埃及家的宰相
When Joseph became the Prime Minister in Egypt
立刻给你出现一幅图画
It gives you a picture.
羔羊在宝座上。
See the lamb was sitting on the throne.
像大卫也是一样。
Same like David.
大卫一登上以色列家的宝座。
When David and grab hold his throne.
你立刻看见羔羊在宝座上。
You see the lamb is on the throne.
所以这是神的思想。
That's God's concept.
所以大卫把神心意中的那个王的情况。把它显明出来。
See, he manifests the picture in the God's heart.
他是合神心意的。
He is the man who pursued God's heart.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
将来我们到永世里啊
，When we are entering into eternity，
我们每个人都是王哎。
Each one of us is a king.
你知不知道你将来的命运是做王的
？Do you know your destiny is gonna be a king？
你想，哎呀，我像我这个样做王啊
？Person like me be a king？
啊。哎，是神就叫你做王。
Indeed, you're gonna be a king.
你读启示录最末了一章就是这样。
You read the last chapter of Revelation.
我们要与他一同做王掌权。
We're gonna be with him as a king.
将来的新天新地到底有多大，我们不知道。
The new heaven and our new earth, we don't know how big it is.
你说这个信主的人成千上万的，对不对
？So there are billions of Christians.
要这么多王吗
？Is there many kings?
是，就是这么多王。
Yes, indeed.
因为神给你讲，你将来做王的。
Because God said you're going to be a king.
啊，不，你记得今天不要做王啊。
Remember, you are not king on earth.
你还没进到永远。
You haven't entered.
所以你不要在这开始这个掌王权。不。
So do not hold the sovereignty.
你今天要表现主的权柄是从。属灵生命中
，If you want manifest the authority, you have to be.
所以神要大卫做王
，God made him king，
然后把以色列家建立起来，成为以色列国度。
Now build the household of Israel as a king, as a kingdom of
Israel. 圣殿就被建造起来
，and the temple was built.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
在新约时代也是一样。
In the New Testament is the same.
我们要让基督的王权显在教会中。
We have to let the authority
要尊他为王。
To be manifested on earth.
尊基督为王。
We have to honor Jesus as king.
让他国度的权柄显在教会中。
May his authority manifest in his kingdom.
让神的家在这里呢，能够被建立起来。
May the house of God has been built.
所以我们每个人都要学习顺服主啊。
We have to learn to be
obedient to the Lord. 高举基督啊。
And hold up our Lord Jesus.
对不对？尊他为王，尊他为神。
Honor him as a king and a God.
因为他做王了。
Because when he
他的权柄管制着。
His authority
教会才能够真正被建立起来。
And then the church will be built.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们一定要按照神的意念思想在地上来侍奉神。
We have to minister the way that in the God's heart.
这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
What a precious thing!
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
大卫一生所有的最大的心愿。
The most desire of David's heart during his lifetime
终于被成全起来
was accomplished.
虽然先知们也知道
Even though the prophets know
神不住人手所造的殿
God do not live in a temple built by man
因为神体贴大卫的心意
Because God knows David's heart
他愿意降卑
He humbled himself
他愿意住在那个殿里面
He wants to live in the temple
啊感谢神
Praise the Lord
到了新约时代中
In the New Testament
我们知道神要建造教会
God wants to build the church
最重要的是成为神的家
Most importantly to become the household of God
所以我们讲神的同在
So we're speaking about the presence of God
什么意思啊
What's that mean?
如果今天神的同在丰富显在这里
If the manifestation of God's presence is manifesting here
证明他接纳我们这里是他的家你知道吗
Because he accepts us as his family
他在这里能安息
He found peace here
他在这里能说话
He can talk here
弟兄姊妹们这是多么重要的一件事情
What an important
thing 所以到了新约时代中
In the New Testament
神的家是属灵的
The household of God is spiritual
它不是物质的东西
It's not material
神不要再住在外面的这个房屋里了
God do not want to live it in a simple building
哎呀所以从前的古代人不晓得
In ancient time people don't know
说这个神的家这是物质的
The household of God is
需要给它建造的高大辉煌
So they want to build a marvelous building
尤其你们在欧洲你们知道
You are in Europe we know
光你们那个小小的 Aston
Even a small town like Athol
五个大教堂
There are five cathedrals
要不看每个都是高大的不得了
Each building is bigger than another
是吧因为我们人的思想中的神住的地方要把它弄得高大
See, in human minds we want to build a house of God bigger and bigger
好像欧洲的这些大教堂都是所谓的哥德式的对吧
You see, we see all those gothic buildings
哇上面都有一个尖塔直通天
There's a sharp tower
那个里面弄个金碧辉煌的
Make it
彩色玻璃
And the stained glass
哎呀里面还有这个 pipe organ
And they have the big instrument of the organs
里面弄得个金亮的弄得好像像皇宫一样
It looks like a palace
结果到今天我们看呢
But until now, we see
神根本不要住在里面。
God do not live in there.
现在都变观光的地方。
This has become a tourism site.
对不对啊
Isn't that right?
弟兄姊妹多可怜呢。
What a pitiful thing.
所以弟兄运动开始。
When the brotherhood starts,
有个大的恢复。
A great recovery.
他们知道今天敬拜神呢。
Today we worship God.
主的话就是在灵和真实里面。
In truth and spirit.
因为神对撒玛利主对撒玛利亚妇人说
When the Lord speaks to Samaria
也不是在山上也不是在耶路撒冷
Not on the mountain or in Jerusalem
乃是在灵和真实里面
But worship God
所以根本不在乎外面的这个规模的
Not about the external thing
所以神的儿女今天在各样环境都可以居住
So
那么都可以聚会
So children of God can gather anywhere you want
感谢主要是没有这个恢复啊
If without the work of recovery
你们在这里聚会你们整天祷告要盖大教堂了
We pray here maybe we pray for build a bigger church
那我们可苦了对不对
Then we'll fall into trust
啊那个里面的这个什么祭司出来戴个高帽子
With a big hat
前面啊小孩子拿着灯后面拿什么东西
Children bring lamp
所以我每次看到那个我就感谢主
Every time I saw those pictures I praise the Lord
我不需要这样
Because we don't need them
不然的话今天你们看见孙弟兄在这里要戴那个高帽
See, Otherwise you see me here and gonna put on a big hat and wear
不需要这个东西
We don't need those
弟兄姊妹一切都回到灵里面
Everything have to return to spiritual things
但是我们今天最大的难处那个灵不活、啊、
The most difficult thing is the spirit is not living
所以我们要灵要活
We need to have this
living spirit. 感谢主
Praise the Lord.
今天呢，神把我们带到一个更好的一种的境界。
See, our Lord bring us into a better place.
神的家就是我们。
The household of God is us.
神借着圣灵居住在我们中间。
By the Holy Spirit, God is dwelling among us. We are the household of God.
这个房子不是的。
Not the church building.
所以呢，以弗所书第二章啊。
So in Book of Ephesians, chapter 2. 弟兄
姊妹，这句话我们希望弟兄姊妹们牢记。
I wish everyone to memorize.
我再做一点点的解释。
And let me explain a bit more.
我不知道这个时间现在是多少。
It's enough time, don't worry.
十一点了。
十一点没问题。
十点十分了。
十一点十分没有。
哎呀，糟糕，对不起，过了，时间太过了。
We have, it's fine.
哎，我简单的说一下。
Make it simple.
Make
it quick.
这个以弗所书二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
19 节到22节。
19 to 22.
他这个一开头说这样很好，这两个。
And this verse consequently, this verse is really
good. 如果人家问你说啊，教会是什么样子的
？If people ask you what is the church,
你说这样。
Consequently, like this,
就这样。
Just like this,
不是我们教会那个样子，是这样。
It's not our church. It's like this. Like this passage.
弟兄姊妹记得是这样。
Remember, it's like this.
他说你们不再是住外人和客旅，是与神同圣徒同，是神家里的。
You are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people.
教会第一件事情讲了，我们是家里的人。
So we are the members of the household of God.
我们看弟兄姊妹是家里的人。
We see each other as the members.
我常常有时候提醒弟兄姊妹，你看看你左右啊。
You look at the left and right.
这都你的家人了。
They are your family members.
将来永远在一起的。
We're going to stay together forever.
所以神要我们彼此相爱。
So God wants us to love one another.
这个关乎神的家，太多东西可以讲了。
There's so many things to talk about the house of God.
我今天没有办法这个
we have no time
详细跟你们讲。
Elaborate more.
但至少我们记得我们是家人。
Well, at least we know we are family members.
很可惜，今天基督教分成很多团体。
We know many Christianities come to different parties.
我记得有一次我在美国一个聚会。
One time I was in America.
一个弟兄邀请我去他们的教堂。
A brother invite me.
但他们那里弟兄姊妹们略略知道我的背景。
They know my background.
其实呢，我常常讲我是没有背景的。
I always say I have no background.
他非说你有背景不可。
I have to say you have.
因为你们受了尼托森弟兄影响。
Because you were affected by.
说你是小群。
So you are the.
把我列在这，我也不懂小群是什么。
I didn't even know what's a little flock.
后来我知道小群指的整个教会说的。
They say all the little flock.
他们
硬
说我这个背景。
They have to put it on.
像我们弟兄啊，因为在那里啊，可能也不讨他们欢喜。
And the brothers wasn't.
那天他把我找去参加波饼聚会，要他们跟他们一起交通啊。
So before the breaking bread, you want me to share with them.
我一进去看呢、啊，我
when I came in,
整个聚会充满敌意。
Well, the whole meeting was hostile.
每个人眼都在那绷得紧紧的。
Everyone has a serious face.
非常严肃啊。
Really serious.
我想在这么严肃环境怎么交通呢？对不对
？How do you want me to have fellowship with you?
因此我就站起来了。
I stand up.
我说：“亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
”I said, "Dear brothers and sisters."
我。是你们的家人。
Me, I'm your family member.
我是你们的亲戚。
I'm your relative.
哎，我这么一讲，大家笑了。
Everybody smiled.
这一笑呢，满天云雾都消散。
And all the cloud disappeared.
哎，下面我就可以交通了。
Then I can start to share.
弟兄姊妹，是的。
Brother and sister, yes.
我们是家人呢、啊。
We're family members.
我们家在这里没有人做客，没有人是这个是外人。
No one is a guest. Everybody is a family.
我们是与圣徒同国。
We are the citizens with the gospel.
我们知道我们是列在神的国度中，不在列不列在万邦之中。
We belong to the kingdom of God, apart from the kingdom of the
rest of the world. 下面当这个使徒先知是方教师，主耶稣为方教师，使徒先知为根基。我不解释。
So、our Lord is the cornerstone, and the prophets. Yeah. We
各房靠他结连接的。
All the houses connect together.
那么。最后那句话很重要。
The last one is important.
你们也靠他同被建造。
And in him, you two are being built together.
要成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
To become a dwelling place which God lives in.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是神的心意。
This is God's heart.
神为什么建立教会
？Why God built the church?
要建立神的居所。
He wants to build His house.
我们今天常常讲，我们建立聚会，这个聚会，这个那个聚会。
See, many times we say we want to build a church gathering here and there.
有一次我去马来西亚。
One time I went to Malaysia.
一个姊妹前来做见证。
A sister came to bear witness.
她说我爸爸在马来西亚建了七间教会。
My father had built 7 churches in Malaysia.
我真是吓坏了。
I was shocked. I was scared.
教会是你能建的吗
？Can you build a church on your own hands?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天呢，我们以为说这是宗教徒的观念，对不对？
We,
像盖庙一样的这样。
We think this is a religion concept like building temples.
我们在这里聚集干什么
？Why we gather together?
为神找着家。
We want to build a household for God.
这是我们聚会的用意。
That's the meaning to build a church.
我们今天要有个祷告。
We need to have a prayer.
主啊，你在地上有千千万万的圣徒。
Lord, you have many.People belong to
无数基督徒的团体。
Numerous organization.
若是你在别的地方找不到安息的所在
，If you can't find the resting place somewhere else,
愿我们这个小小的聚会
May this little gathering
是你的家
become your house.
主啊，愿你在这里得到安息。
May you find peace here.
愿你在这里能说话。
May you can talk.
你在这里能行事。
May you can do.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
这就是我们聚会的最主要的目的。
That's a core principle purpose.
不是为了发展我们的工作，建立我们的名声。
It's not to build our reputation.
那个太可笑了。
That's hilarious.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们的主在地上
Our Lord on earth,
有很多时候感觉他好像还是无家可归、啊、
Sounds like he's homeless.
有时候我想到心里就很心酸
Sometimes my heart was hurt.
今天我们还能让主说狐狸有洞天空的飞鸟有窝人子却没有枕头的地方了
Would you let him say again that fox have holes, birds have nests, but son of man have nowhere to lay his head on?
愿主把摆在大卫里面那个爱神和神家的心也放在我们里面。
May God put the heart of David in your heart.
这是今天神在地上恢复一个终极的目的。
That's the ultimate goal for his
work. 所以请弟兄姊妹们记得。
So please.
神今天在地上的工作最大的工作
The most important work
就是恢复的工作
The work of recovery
只有在这个恢复的工作里面
Only in the work of recovery
我们才能为主做见证
We can bear witness for him
或者才能见证他
Or you can bear witness
所以斯提凡用他的性命讲了这篇重要的信息
With his life Stephen preached this
回顾历史
Recall the history.
讲到神恢复工作中四件重要的事。
Speaking of the four elements, the work of recovery by God.
希望弟兄姊妹牢记。
I hope you memorize.
我们最后再一起加上
one more time.
第一个什么
？Was number one
信心
，faith。
第二个
，number two
同在。第三个
，three
侍奉
，ministry。
第四个居所。这四件事情是今天在神恢复工作中必须实现的。
These are the essential matters that God has.
缺一个都不可以的。
One cannot be complete without one.
愿主得住我们弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord have each one of us.
愿在爱尔兰。
May in Ireland.
你们是主的荣耀。
You are the glory of God.
你们是主的居所。
You are the house of God.
你们在这里。
In here.
能够让神。彰显他的自己
May God manifest himself.
得住他当得的荣耀
That's the glory he should have.
愿主用这些话祝福大家
May God bless you with his word.
愿真理的圣灵
May the truth
引我们进入这些话语的实际
Spirit of truth bring us to the reality of it.
我们请低头再祷告
Let's bow and pray.
主啊我们真是满心的感谢你
Lord, we praise you with all heart.
是你把我们带到这个地方
It's you who bring us here.
也是你为我们安排这次的聚会
It is you who organized this.
也是你把我们带到你话语的跟前
It is you bring us before your words.
主我们感谢你
We praise you, Lord.
你借着你的灵解开你的话
By your Holy Spirit explain.
使我们明白你的心意
So that we can understand.
在这个末了的时代
At the end age.
你仍在做恢复的工作
You're still working the work of recovery.
主啊
Lord.
但愿这些恢复的真理
May these truths of recovery
在神的儿女的心中
Among the hearts of children
不仅牢记
Not just memorize it
我们也靠着主的恩典
By your grace
能够把它活出来
We can live it out
叫你的心得到满足
May your hearts to be
求你在这一个一片混乱黑暗的世界中
Among this chaotic world
保守你的儿女
Keep your children
在你自己丰富的同在当中
In your presence
带领弟兄姊妹
Lead us.
彼此相爱
Love one another.
亲如家人
Trade is our
相互的扶持
We care for each other.
主啊使你自己的心能得到欢喜
May your hearts to be filled.
主啊聚会可以过去
The gathering can be finished.
愿你的话永远不停止
But may your words
我们把一切的敬拜感谢都归给你
Praise you Lord.
垂听我们的祷告
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
By the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen. 呀，对不起，时间过了。